Hare Krishna. When a devotee speaks from his speech, one can actually recognize the depth of his spiritual advancement. And when we hear Jayadita Maharaj just now, as we were hearing, I was actually appreciating, I was recognizing how advanced a devotee Jayadita Maharaj is. He recognized, not only recognized, he realized the real gift of Srila Prabhupada. And I feel that that's why Jayadita Maharaj is so much involved in the BBT. He's not interested in other aspects of his cons. But just as the honeybee goes straight to the honey of the flower, Jayadita Maharaj went straight into the essence of ISKCON movement. He understood Srila Prabhupada's gift.
But I didn't translate all the books into Bengali.
Yeah, I do consider myself to be very fortunate that Prabhupada gave me a service that enabled me to go to the depth of his books. And I had the good fortune of being trained by Srila Prabhupada how to translate. And anyway, so yeah, the books are the essence of ISKCON movement. Books are the basis. And in the books, Srila Prabhupada's gift has become properly manifest, has been packed and presented to people. That's why book distribution is so important. Books go out, people read, and by reading, they get to recognize Srila Prabhupada's gift. To recognize Srila Prabhupada's gift, we actually have to go back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to recognize Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's purpose of coming, Krishna coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to go back to Krishna. This Krishna is not an incarnation. This Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What's the difference? The difference is the Supreme Personality of Godhead expands himself into innumerable incarnations to achieve various purposes and to, as it has been described by Krishna himself, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. Krishna comes to this world to paritranaya, to deliver, to rescue the devotees, sadhunam, and vinashaya cha duskritam, to annihilate the demons. So that is the purpose why Krishna incarnates, comes down to this material nature. But Krishna is not an incarnation. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ete changsha kala pungsha, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. These are all incarnations. These incarnations are Krishna's expansions and expansions of expansions. But Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, but Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again, to recognize or to understand this Krishna, we have to consider the spiritual sky. The spiritual sky is the world of light, Brahma Jyoti, spiritual light. And in the spiritual sky, there are many spiritual planets, Vaikunthas. There, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is manifest as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, displaying His full potency, full opulence. But beyond that region, Vaikuntha, there is Vrindavan. And the original Supreme Personality of Godhead resides in Vrindavan. He is not in Vaikuntha. He is in Vrindavan. And Vrindavan is a very special region where the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not manifesting Himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is a cowherd boy. Now why? Because there Krishna enjoys three very special relationships with His devotees, most intimate devotees. Those three special relationships are friendship, parental, and conjugal. There, one gets an opportunity to become a friend of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now the friendship takes place between the equals. Now the consideration is, how can anyone be equal to God? Now at least in friendship, it takes place between the equals. But parental, there the devotee has become superior and the Supreme Personality of Godhead has become subordinate, junior. How is it possible to become superior to God? And conjugal relationship, just as a loving relationship between a young boy and a young girl, how is it possible to develop that kind of relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So in order to enable his devotees to develop these relationships with Him, Krishna in Vrindavan is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One may not be able to become equal to God or superior to God and so forth, but if the Supreme Personality of Godhead wants, He can become equal. He can become subordinate. So Vrindavan is the region where Krishna has become equal to His friends and subordinate to His parents and a lover to His beloveds. But in order to do that, there Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is a cowherd boy. One may not be able to become equal to God, but one can very well become equal to a cowherd boy. One can become superior to a cowherd boy. So that is the region where the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, eternally resides. And that Supreme Personality of Godhead comes only once in a day of Brahma. Brahma's duration of Brahma's day is 1,000 chaturyugas. One chaturyuga is 4.32 million years. So 1,000 chaturyuga means 4.32 billion years. Once in a 1.32 billion years and 4.32 billion years, Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, comes. And he reveals his Vrindavan pastimes. Now, after revealing his Vrindavan pastimes, when Krishna withdraws his pastimes, then he considers, well, I have revealed my Vrindavan pastimes, but how will anyone be able to enter into Vrindavan? In this respect, Krishna has a very simple consideration. The devotees generally serve me following Vaidhi Bhakti. And by following Vaidhi Bhakti, when one achieves this perfection, he goes to Vaikuntha. And when one goes to Vaikuntha, then he is stuck there. He gets into his sarup, spiritual identity. So Krishna's consideration is, how will anybody ever enter into Vrindavan? I reveal my Vrindavan pastimes, but how will anybody ever enter into Vrindavan pastimes? This has been very nicely explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, third chapter. Jatheshto Bihari Krishna Kare Anturdhan, Anturdhan Kori Mone Kare Anuman. After withdrawing his pastimes, Krishna considers that how will anyone ever enter there? Because devotees will naturally serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead following Vaidhi Bhakti. And Vaidhi Bhakti, by performing Vaidhi Bhakti, he'll go to Vaikuntha. So how will anyone enter into Vrindavan? Therefore, Krishna decided to come as a devotee. And when this devotee Krishna is worshipped following Vaidhi Bhakti, then one becomes eligible to enter into Vrindavan. So that's why Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now there is another consideration here, that there are two types of bhakti. One bhakti leads to Vaikuntha. Vaidhi bhakti leads to Vaikuntha. And the other bhakti is Raganuga bhakti. And this Raganuga bhakti leads to Vrindavan. But the scripture is very clearly saying that Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Bidhing Bina Oikantiki Harer Bhaktir Utpatoiva Kalpate. If one renders devotional service, Oikantiki Harer Bhaktir, even if that devotion is very oikantik, very earnest, very sincere, still, it will simply create a disturbance, utpata. It will simply create a disturbance in the society. So the point is very clear here. Devotees will serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead following Vaidhi Bhakti. Now as we, therefore Krishna considered, devotees will always serve me following Vaidhi Bhakti. And they'll go to Vaikuntha. How will anybody ever enter into Vrindavan? And therefore, Krishna decided to come as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how did Krishna come? He came as a devotee. But what does it actually mean? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just not just Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. In the mood of Srimati Radharani. Now, there is also another consideration. Bhava Duti Shubalitan. Bhav. Mood means bhav. Now, Radharani is the embodiment of bhava. Mahabhav. Mahabhav Sarupini Radha Thakurani. Srimati Radharani is the embodiment of this Mahabhav of devotion, the highest form of devotion. So Krishna came as Srimati Radharani, with the mood of Srimati Radharani, as Srimati Radharani. The way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is behaving is the behavior of Srimati Radharani, the highest devotee. Now let us consider what's the meaning of the word Raganuga Bhakti. Rag means love. And Anuga means, you know this word, Anuga, like Rupanuga, Prabhupadanuga. Anuga means following. When one follows a devotee who is in the intense loving mood of devotion to Krishna, that is called Raganuga Bhakti. To be more clear, the residents of Vrindavan, associates of Krishna in Vrindavan, are known as Ragatmika Bhaktas. Ragatmika Bhaktas, their entire existence is simply a manifestation of their love for Krishna. Ragatmika Bhakta. So when one follows a Ragatmika Bhakta of Vrindavan, that devotion becomes Raganuga Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti means following one of the associates of Krishna in Vrindavan, who is an personification or embodiment of Krishna's love, love for Krishna. Ragatmika Bhakta. So now just consider, the way to enter into Vrindavan is by following Raganuga Bhakti. When one is following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is he following? When one is following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is he following? Srimati Radharani. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, devotion to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is automatically becoming transformed into Raganuga Bhakti. Now see the wonderful arrangement of Krishna coming as a devotee. How he is opening the door to Vrindavan. You follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by following Bidhi, the rules and regulations of the scriptures. But as you render devotional service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, that devotion is automatically becoming, taking the shape of Raganuga Bhakti. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute this very, very special gift. Mind you, this happens only once in a day of Brahma. Once in 8.64 billion years. Brahma's day is 4.32 million years, but Brahma's night is also of the same duration. So this is how rare this appearance of Krishna is, where Krishna actually revealing Vrindavan. In other ages, in all the other 999 chaturyugas, this opportunity doesn't become available. Once in thousand Chaturjugas, once in a day of Brahma, this opportunity is becoming available. Krishna appearing as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is revealing the opening the gate of Vrindavan. And not only he's opening the gate of Vrindavan, he's inviting everybody to come and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. That is why Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this particular Chaturjuga. Seventh Manu, out of 14 Manus, the seventh Manu is Vaivarshata Manu. His reign, Vaivarshata Manvantar, consists of 71 Chaturjugas. In the 28th Chaturjuga, the Dwapar Yuga, towards the end, Krishna comes. And then Krishna reveals his Braja Leela. And then in the following Kali Yuga, Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to allow the fortunate souls to enter into Vrindavan. And that is the amazing gift. And this is the amazing, inconceivable good fortune that the living entities in this particular time, particular age have received. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made this arrangement for the living entities to enter into Vrindavan, to have access to Vrindavan. And he made this opportunity available only in the land of Bharatvarsha. The land of, in the subcontinent of India. But Mahaprabhu made an amazing prediction that this Krishna consciousness movement will spread all over the world in every town and village, which Mahaprabhu himself did not accomplish. Because one of the characteristics of Krishna is he wants to glorify his devotee even more. He achieved this amazing arrangement. He made this amazing arrangement himself. But to distribute it all over the world, he reserved the credit for a very dear devotee. And that devotee is Srila Prabhupada. It is because of Srila Prabhupada that we all are here today. As Jayadita Maharaj was telling, the devotee telling Srila Prabhupada that Prabhupada should actually stop preaching and relax. And what was Prabhupada's response? My dear boy, if I stopped preaching, if I didn't preach, then where would you have been? If Prabhupada didn't come to preach, if Prabhupada did not make this arrangement, where we all would be? And this wonderful arrangement of Srila Prabhupada is through the Sankirtan movement. Now, as I was saying, like, what is the Vaidhi Bhakti of serving? What is the scriptural process of serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What's the instructions in the scripture about serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What's the means? How should one serve Krishna as a devotee? Jaggai Sankirtana Prayer. The way to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sankirtan. Jaggai Sankirtana Prayer. Although literally, the word Sankirtan means congregational chanting. But this has another connotation. Sankirtan means sammak kirtan, complete glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Complete. By any means, we must spread His glory. That is what is the meaning of Sankirtan. Spreading His glory means what? spreading his glory means making others aware of him. The purpose of Sankirtan actually is to make everybody aware about the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the identity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and becoming and benefit in becoming related to him. That is the Kirtan, Sankirtan. But as Jayadita Maharaj pointed out, Srila Prabhupada said he learned one thing from his spiritual master. He learned many other aspects of spiritual life from his father in his young days. But one thing he learned from his spiritual master that he didn't learn from his father or before from anybody else. That is how to print books and distribute books. Now we must understand or we must remember here what was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's definition of Sankirtan. He took Sankirtan into another dimension, greater dimension, Brihat Kirtan, Brihat, greater dimension of Kirtan. Sammak Kirtan, everyone get together using all different means to glorify him. A greater dimension, the greatest dimension. That is, this spreading the glory, making people aware of the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his books. And what are these books carrying? These books are carrying the message of Vrindavan. These books are carrying the means to enter into Vrindavan. That is Srila Prabhupada's very, very special gift. And that's why books are so important. As Jayadita Maharaj pointed out, other activities are important, but book distribution is not just one of the activities of ISKCON. Book distribution is the main activity of ISKCON. ISKCON is here to distribute books of Srila Prabhupada, meaning the ISKCON devotees are here to distribute the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that has been presented in these books about how to enter into Vrindavan, how to go to Vrindavan. So that is why these book distributions are so important. Thank you all very much. I will request that everybody take up this responsibility very, very seriously. And also I would like to mention here that book distribution is important, but along with that, making sure motivate people to read the books is the most important consideration. How many of you have come to Krishna consciousness by reading Prabhupada's books? Please raise your hands. Mm. So you can see. I have my experience. I was searching for spiritual life in India. I was searching for a spiritual master in India. Over a year I was searching. I couldn't find a single one to whom I could surrender. And at a time like that, when I practically gave up my search, I came across the Nectar of Devotion. And just the one page, the very first page of that book, made it clear to me that this is what I was looking for. So this is the potency of Srila Prabhupada's books. Just one page can transform our life completely. So that's why please read Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada also made it very, very emphatically, Prabhupada pointed out that I'm not writing these books, I'm not printing these books simply for you all to distribute. I want you all to read them first. So make it a point to read Prabhupada's books. I know during the day it becomes very difficult to get any time to read Prabhupada's books. Therefore I'll suggest, make it a point to read Prabhupada's books the first thing in the morning. That's what I try to do. first thing in the morning, because I know during the day I won't have any time. Whatever it is, half an hour, 1 hour, whatever time you can take, just make it a point to read Prabhupada's books, and you will see what an inconceivable gift Srila Prabhupada has reserved in that. And that is the gift. And when it comes to how do we pay the debt, Jayadita Maharaj mentioned that we cannot actually pay Srila Prabhupada, our debt to Srila Prabhupada. How can we pay? Like, what a gift it is. Like, it is taking us from the lowest region of the material nature. In the age of Kali, the condition of this material nature is the worst. The human beings in the age of Kali Yuga is in the most degraded condition. From that condition, we are having an access all the way to Vrindavan, an entrance to Vrindavan. Now, how do we take full advantage of it? Just by reading Srila Prabhupada's books. And it'll happen, and everything is there. Like Prabhupada used to say, that also Jayadita Maharaj mentioned that point also. Like, you distribute books and everything else will happen. Everything else will happen. You'll find that all the support is coming to further the movement, further your activities in this mission. And this is how Krishna's mercy will flow. It is not that Krishna is an imaginary character. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is omnipresent, he is omniscient. He is present everywhere and he knows everything. He knows. If we make a sincere endeavor, he knows that we are trying to serve him with all sincerity. And Krishna will make all the arrangements for us to succeed in our service to him. So all we need is just to become properly engaged in this service. And that is the way we can at least try to pay to some extent our debt to Srila Prabhupada. He took the trouble of coming to the West at the age of 70. Without any resources, without any support, without any security. In total uncertainty, Srila Prabhupada went to America and see what he had done. If Srila Prabhupada took such a risk, if Srila Prabhupada displayed such sincere intention of serving, then from that we have to learn. This is how Srila Prabhupada tried to serve. This is how Srila Prabhupada served. So let us also try to distribute Srila Prabhupada's mercy, Srila Prabhupada's gift to this world. And that is how we can make a little effort to repay our debts to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. So, before coming, Jayadita Maharaj and I were discussing that we will have a short lecture and long question answer session. It didn't happen anyway. We have a few minutes. Maybe you all can ask some questions if you have. Okay, no questions?